Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. We're inside hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we're talking about one of the most important issues, I think, that the American people need to know about, but don't. They don't have a clue. It's something that they never talk about in school. I mean, at least we were talking about the Constitution earlier, and you read some seriously frightening statistics, Jason.
Yes.
About the American people and their opinions on the Constitution. I mean, the most notable statistic had to be 66% of American adults
believe that the phrase, from each according to his ability to each according to his need, is in the Constitution.
And for those of you that don't know, that's Karl Marx's famous communistic phrase, but two-thirds of Americans believe that that's part of our founding document. So even though at least some high schools touch on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, nobody ever talks about jury nullification, except for this show. And if you want to comment, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. To recap, Manwich, how would you describe jury nullification?
If a jury or a person on the jury doesn't like a law, they can choose not to vote not guilty, even though the person clearly was in violation of the law.
Mm-hmm.
They can vote against the law.
Right. Even if you caught Manwich smoking a joint on video camera in an area of the country where that's not legal, which is most everywhere.
That'd be an old videotape.
even if you had incontrovertible evidence against him, if you believe the law is unjust, you may vote to acquit because of jury nullification. It's the final and most powerful check and balance, the final check on our government's powers that we have in the system. But unfortunately, it has been slowly stripped away from us by activist judges that just want to make government bigger, apparently, and want to control more people.
Yeah, we have too many individual freedoms.
According to some of these surveys, that's what people think. Now, the key here is you have to, in order to be able to nullify, get on the damn jury in the first place. And that is quite a task. Because these guys, these lawyers and judges, are professionals. That's what they do for a living. Their job is to weed out as many intelligent, knowledgeable people from the jury as they possibly can. They want to make the jury a bunch of mouth-breathing imbeciles, if they can help it. That's the point of jury selection. So you have to survive jury selection, and the best way to do it is to appear neutral. You may not lie, however, during the jury selection. That's the important part. Lying can constitute perjury or obstruction of justice, which are felony offenses. The clue to survival is to give neutral but truthful answers. This can take some care and serious thought, depending on the exact questions that you're asked. However, there are some general rules. One of them is you should never elaborate on your answers to the jury selection questions.
Right. Yes, no are your best answers.
Or you can never volunteer answers to questions that haven't been asked. Let them know too much about what you think. A typical question is to ask venue members, these people who are being selected for the jury, what organizations they're members of. Ah, that was probably it. That was probably the question, because I remember when I was filling out the form, prior to even being semi-selected for a jury, there was some sort of question like that on there. I think it was a political thing, but it might have been an organization thing.
Hmm.
And if I answered Libertarian Party, they probably would have thrown it right
in
the trash.
Oh, yeah. Those libertarians, they're intelligent and have opinions about things.
So in anticipation of that question, you may consider resigning from Normal, FIJA, and any similar organizations when you get your jury summons. You can always rejoin later. Other typical questions and appropriate, unobjectionable, neutral answers include this. What magazines and newspapers do you subscribe to or read regularly? Do you see how bad this is?
Yeah.
Just terrible this is? They're trying to weed you out because you know too much. Time to cancel some subscriptions, at least temporarily, and time to start reading Popular Mechanics, PC World, Money and People. Don't mention U.S. News and World Report or The Economist.
Definitely not The Economist. Definitely not Freeman.
or Liberty. People interested in world events tend to be opinionated, independent thinkers. You want to appear a neutral, law-abiding, middle-of-the-road taxpayer. Here's another question they ask quite often. Do you know anyone with a drug problem?
Oh.
How would you answer that one, Manwich?
No.
Well, what if you did know someone and you'd be perjured?
But I don't.
Okay. Well, if you did know someone, you could answer it this way. Yes, but not well. This is usually true because such people never allow anyone to know them well. Of course, if your spouse, parent, or child is in rehab, it's time to fess up. Another question is...
I guess no is the issue. I mean, no as in, like, have I ever met anyone? Sure. No as in, do I hang out and truly know them? No.
No. Right. Okay. So how do you feel about people accused of selling or possessing drugs? Another question they might ask you. You could answer it this way.
They're sick.
You could answer it this way. They deserve fair trials, like anyone accused of a crime. Do you know anyone who's been accused of selling drugs? If so, the answer may be yes, but not well. If they ask for an example, they will stop after one, so there must be someone you know distantly who was accused of selling drugs. If you know someone who is acquitted on drug charges, say so. It lets the veneer know false accusations happen. Answer in short, to the point sentences, and do not digress, volunteer, or elaborate. How do you know, another question, how do you feel about the government's use of paid informants, or informants who are receiving reduced sentences in return for their testimony?
Well, I think it's the government separating themselves from the people in the sense that they can break the law and the people can't.
I would say, hey, if they perform their duties accurately and well, then I don't have a problem with it.
The answer here is that their testimony has to be examined carefully but fairly. Do you have such strong feelings about drug cases that you would be unable to be a fair and impartial juror? Of course not. What you want is a fair and just out. What I want is a fair and just outcome, Your Honor. So let's go to the phones. This is your show. You take control. Ian in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hello. I wanted to ask you guys, I hear you talking about the free market sometimes.
Talk about the free market all the time on this show.
Yes. Now... capitalism isn't free market, is it? Would you consider it? And if, by what you guys say, like you say it's okay to have jobs for $3, what about big businesses and, you know, they get a monopoly and everything to say, oh, we're just going to pay everybody $1 and then everything costs.
Okay, know? First, let's start with the first question. And then we'll address the second one.
Okay.
The first one was, let me see if I understood you right. The first question was, is the free market capitalism?
Yeah.
Basically, yes. Unfortunately, capitalism has kind of developed this bad word connotation to it over the years because people misapply it. People believe that what we have today is a capitalistic society, is a free market, and it's not, in point of fact. To actually have the opportunity to be a capitalist, you must live in a free market. Now, you can also... be a communist in a free market, as long as you're volunteering into it.
Sure.
You can have your own commune in a free market, for instance, as long as you're not forcing people into the into your commune. The second question, does that make sense? Okay, the second question is a real issue, and your question was, well, in the free market, what if a corporation gets so big that they decide they're going to increase their profits by paying everybody $1 a day?
Yeah.
Is that right? Was that basically your question?
Well, okay, these big businesses buy up everything, so basically, you know, you just have a bunch of Walmarts everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And
why would that happen, exactly, in a free market?
Well, you say, because these people, whatever, would be making all the money, just like, you know, how companies join up together now.
Well, companies now are joining up together, but we're not in a free market. What we have is a controlled market. In a free market, if a company is getting too big, and you could go back to the early 20th century on this one and look at John Rockefeller and his oil monopoly, which wasn't really a monopoly at all. In fact, he did have competitors. When a company gets too big, they get competitors. And I'll let you respond. Hang on, Ian. 1-800-259-9231. We did kind of take your call there late. 800-259-9231. We'll talk to Free Market coming up. Hey, you can change the topic anytime. That's how this show works. And that's
your
why we call
show.
It Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Literally bring up anything, just like our caller has done. We're going to get right back to it, but first, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget that that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. In the free state, we would like to get to the point where we can actually have a free market. And that's what that's what our caller here wanted to talk about. And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the live stream that we have there. It's, of course, like everything on our website, on the house. So if you want to tune in on the internet, you can do that, freetalklive.com. But let's get back to the phones, back to the fun. Ian in New York, Ian the caller, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Cool. All right.
So what we're trying to do here, Ian, is help you understand this nebulous concept that is the free market. It's something that's not taught in schools, apparently, because most people don't have even the slightest grasp on what it means. I mean, could you describe what you think the free market is, or do you not even have the ability to do that?
Well, I kind of like, if you have, you know, at, like, tailgating, if a lot of people are out selling stuff, you know, and...
Huh? Tailgating,
you know, tailgating. If you're at, like, a football game or a concert or whatever, you know how people sell beers and water and stuff
okay,
like that.
Okay, sure.
So you have, like, basically a set price, and if you... Someone's not, you know, you don't like what beer they have or whatever for any reason, you could just go to another guy and get it. And
not bad. Not bad. The free market is the natural state of things. If the government doesn't regulate, Ian, then there's a free market. Some industries, for instance, are more free than others. The computer industry is a great example of that. There are relatively few government regulations on the computer business, whether it be the manufacturing end or the software end, versus something like the automotive industry, where there's heavy government regulation and heavy government control. So the computer industry, of course, products get better, products get cheaper over time. The automotive industry... There's still some advancements because there's competition, but the products are getting more and more expensive over time.
And
what now?
It's getting crappier.
Well, it depends on what you're looking at and what you're looking for. But, yeah, it could definitely be argued that they're getting crappier. Anyway.
I'd say cars are better than they were in the 80s.
Sure.
I say
well, it depends on what you're looking at. Depends on what you're looking at. I mean, like,
there
all the emissions crap that's in there, that's not cool. That just takes up, it costs you money. There's things that you're paying for in the car that are mandatory to be in the car because government regulations say they have to be there. You can't opt out on the catalytic converter. You can't opt out on the airbags. Huh?
Black box.
The black box or whatever else is required. You could save yourself thousands of dollars if you could opt out on some of the safety equipment that was in there or some of the required government stuff. But the free market is also, it's a huge concept, Ian. It's everybody making individual decisions. The decision that you just talked about, if you're at a tailgate and you don't like one person's beer and you go to someone else's beer stand, that's an individual choice that you just made to go buy a different brand of beer, right?
Yeah.
Well, at any given moment, at that moment that you were buying that particular brand of beer, 20 other people in the parking lot were buying their favorite brand of beer, and throughout the city, thousands of individuals were buying different products. Throughout the nation, millions. Throughout the world, billions of different people transacting all kinds of different business in one instant. And it's all of those individual decisions that everybody makes in their own best interest, because if it wasn't in your best interest, you wouldn't do it, right?
Correct.
Okay, so everybody's making decisions in their own best interest, and it results in an order. It results in a magnificent, uncontrollable order that just becomes. You don't have to legislate this order. It just happens because everyone's doing what they want to do. And so your scenario about Walmart taking over the world is totally unfree market. There'd be no way that in a free market Walmart could take over the retail industry.
Okay.
Just wouldn't be possible. The reason for that is, if indeed Walmart moves into town and puts a couple of businesses out of business, that's certainly possible. I mean,
yeah.
They have some real good prices. The service is not so hot, but the prices are good, and that's what draws people there. Well, someone else in a free market would be able to say, wait a minute, Walmart's getting all this business. There's a lot of people out there that want to buy products at a good price. If I open my own business, I could compete with Walmart and get some of that business for myself. And that's what people do. They get money together, they get investors together, and they take on existing businesses. The only way that people are prevented from doing that, Ian, is how?
Because government regulation.
Correct. Government says, whoa, you want to put up a store? You want to build a building? Well, you're going to have to go through all these inspections. You're going to have to go and talk to these different government bureaucracies before you can build a store in our town. Whoa, you want to do this? Well, the industry says that's not a good thing. It's not safe to have this kind of equipment in your store. You're going to have to install the top-of-the-line professional equipment that we regulate you to install. The government keeps people from starting businesses, period. Regulations are set by those in industry who want to control their industry.
Yeah.
They want to control your ability to get in and compete with them. The old boys in the construction field don't want any new upstarts coming in there and walking all over their their projects or possibly taking up their business as though they have some sort of inherent natural-born right to have business. That's not the way it is in a free market. In the free market, anybody can get into any game they want to. And the more competition, the less powerful Walmart will be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense now because it wasn't too clear on it before.
Well, that's okay. They don't teach that in government schools. Anything else on your mind tonight, Ian?
That'll be it.
Thanks for the call, man. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And this is your show.
Right.
Did I do all right on that one?
I think you did. I would say so.
Did you guys have anything to add? Because I sort of dominated it.
I would have if I had anything to add.
Okay. I did want to add a little something earlier. Just an example, to take it back to the tailgate analogy of the way things are run now. Say there's a fellow who sells beer. You don't like his beer. You don't buy his beer. And there are a lot of people who don't like his beer. However, he's a sizable distributor, and he starts to go out of business. The state says, oh, well, we can't really have this. All right, everybody throw in $10. We got to help this guy get back on his feet so he could sell his bad beer again.
Yeah, that's called a subsidy.
Yes.
And it has happened before. It happened immediately after 9/11 with the airlines receiving a subsidy.
Yep.
Of course, Chrysler, a famous subsidy from the 80s. Farms receive subsidies all the time. And you're right. Everybody individually chooses to not buy Manwich's brew.
Hey!
Because Manwich is real pushy about how he sells his beer. And I only make
porter.
And it's sour.
And stout.
Yeah. And your product really sucks. You don't pay your employees very well. And you get rewarded for it? That's what the government does. They reward bad businesses for doing bad business and keep them in business.
Out of everybody else's pockets.
Right. Even if you did everything you could to stay away from that person's business, you're forced to pay for it. You're forced to buy his product. Actually, you're not even getting the product. Then you're just keeping his doors open.
You're just keeping his doors open.
And, of course, he only gets that if he's politically connected. You have to know the right people. Oh, well, so-and-so's been in business. Yeah, so-and-so's been in business for 20 years in this town. He deserves to stay in business.
He's a pillar of the community.
No. The free market will show off who the pillars are and who aren't. And businesses should be able to die off as often as necessary in order to keep that free market. So there you go. The free market. 800-259-9231. Jury nullification. We're not done with that unless you want to interrupt the show again and take control, because you can. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals, because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Hi, I'm Bobby Light, just with today's Car Clinic Minute. Valentine's Day's gentler side is all about hearts and flowers. The one year in Chicago, this sweet occasion turned sour. When I come back, a story of bootleg, machine guns, and a garage. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. The garage is one happening place these days, but what took place in Chicago at the SMC Cartage Company went down in history as a St. Valentine's Day massacre. On February 14, 1929, John May, Bugsy Moran's mechanic, arrived at the garage early to repair an oil leak on Bug's flatbed. He was joined by 6 other members of the Northside Gang, expecting a shipment of bootleg Canadian whiskey. But then the rival Capone Gang, posing as as policemen to gain access to the garage opened fire. Spared was May's loyal dog, whose howling summoned neighbors. Well, ain't love grand? I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can literally take control, bring up anything you want, just like our last caller did. It's that easy. Political, personal, anything that's on your mind goes. You want to rant, you want to get it off your chest, we're here for you. If you want to push some agenda, you can do that as well. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on and join the fun at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system with thousands of posts for you to read through. Hundreds of people there participating. I mean, all kinds of new stuff going on there all the time. 24 hours a day at freetalklive.com. And it's free, of course. So we were talking about jury nullification, and I think it's a crucial issue that more people need to talk about. People need to know that they have the right to nullify the law itself when they're sitting on a jury. You have the right to say not guilty based on your opinion of the law that that individual is being charged underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Translation, if you don't like marijuana laws and you're sitting on a marijuana case, you can say not guilty because you don't like the law. It doesn't matter how much evidence that they have. We'd get back into that, but... callers control the show. Ruth, female caller in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live.
I wanted to follow up on free markets. Now, I'm no economist, and I can't get into the nuts and bolts of detail.
That's okay. We're not economists either.
I don't think we have free markets.
No, we don't.
And some of the biggest beefs that I have is the products or the services that you received or are limited on. And just to go through a few, the biggest one is health care.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the worst closed market, and you know that before 1914, and they started circumventing the Constitution with licensing laws, they tap danced the right way around there, you were able to get what you wanted and make your own decisions, and now we are, mm-hmm. have such tunnel vision in medicine, you don't even want to get sick, and then you, because the doctors are going to funnel you into that, you know, I don't need to explain this. You have slash, burn, or poison techniques. So think about that. You can get surgery, they'll laser you, or they'll poison you with their pharmaceuticals. And it's such a narrow window of opportunity in healthcare. It's absurd. That's one that is absolutely
It's
closed.
A huge, well, huge issue.
You can choose to have, there's naturopathic
Sure, but we're talking
physicians.
Insurance and money and affordability, and they make it so you're kind of locked in your average person.
They do their best.
And on top of that, maybe your days are numbered on that choice, Manwich, because now you've got the FDA talking about regulating vitamin C and things like that.
That's going down the tubes, too. And let's just look at your other little markets. You mentioned Walmart and product accessibilities. I know that here in the Pittsburgh area, I keep saying to people, we're turning into Russia here.
Yes,
we are.
I think
quality is going down, and the options within the department stores are getting narrower and narrower. And if you go to a grocery store, talk about free market, no way. They have a scam going. It's been on the news. I mean, it's pretty, it's not, people know that they buy shelf space, they push other products out, so the other alternative products that you might want and like better never get the shelf space or get the eye level shelf
space. Well, that's
space.
Okay. That is part of the free market, Ruth. I mean, that's okay. The products are still there. There's not a regulation involved there, at least not that I know of. I mean, I know there are a lot of regulations in the grocery industry as far as producing food and that end of it, but as far as the order of things on the shelf, it's fair. I'm a good consumer. I know to look at the entire shelf. It's not my fault if someone only. It's not my fault if somebody else only looks at eye level.
You shouldn't have to go to 4 years of college to find your way around a grocery store.
That's an overstatement.
No, I know it's hyperbole, but life should not be so hard that you have to look at every label, read everything. It's like a jungle out there as far as consumer products. And
I don't look at labels.
You don't
look at labels. I don't have to. I mean, I'm not trying to I'm not trying to lose weight, so it's not as much of an issue.
No, I'm talking about additives, you know, excitotoxins, aspartames, artificial sweeteners, additives, you know, preservatives, things like that. I mean, you can go to co-ops and things. I don't deal with that stuff. I go to good grocery stores. But
right.
You look at what your average person's eating, it's like food artifacts. I don't think we have... People deserve better. Life does not need to be this hard. You know, it's ridiculous the way people live. And I don't know about economy, economics, free markets, but this is a really garbage system we have going here. It's totally out of control.
It's bad. You're absolutely right. It's not a free market. And some industries, as you've pointed out, Ruth, are more free than others. And it's really
Look at
sad.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Ben and Jerry's ice cream. They went and they used clean cows as far as no... heavy hormones, no saturated in penicillin. They use clean, good milk. They weren't allowed to advertise that. Can you believe that? Then you will see a little reference to it on their label. And what it says is a disclaimer that good cows are not necessarily good for you. I'd eat Ben and Jerry's. Just look at that label. Ben and Jerry's was not allowed to say, we have good, clean cattle here.
Isn't that sick? Now,
we're
I got to say...
We're not poisoning our cows. This is good ice cream. They weren't allowed to say it. Is this crazy? Is this freedom?
Now, if anybody's going to get upset about ice cream, it's going to be Ruth, right? I mean, that's great right there. I'm going to choose not to support Ben & Jerry's, not because of the ingredients that they use, but because what they do with the money that they make off of their ice cream.
Okay.
You're aware of that, right, Ruth?
No, I'm not aware of that. What's that?
Ben & Jerry's basically...
Gun control, I bet.
You were complaining about the healthcare system and all that. Ben & Jerry's support communism. They are basically socialists.
Well, yeah.
Not surprising.
I didn't know that.
And they don't advertise that on their package either, but you're right. The packaging restrictions that we have in this country are insane. I love it when somebody comes home from a trip to Europe or China or something, and they bring home a piece of some sort of food product, and yes. It just has the name of the product on it.
Isn't that
That's
great?
That's it.
And I'll tell you guys, I am not a barnyard cow. And I don't like it with our government, and we live in a society that we're treated like barnyard cows. I'm not stupid. My friends aren't stupid. I mean, we're really seriously underestimated. I know there's a large portion of this population who's walking around in a fog, but I am not a barnyard cow.
Well, obviously
I'm
not.
Going through life where you can't even, like, go to a grocery store without reading a label. It's crazy. How
you know,
crazy
Ruth, you're
we're in a science
right.
fiction movie.
Yeah, it is almost like we live in a crazy, just nutty, ultra other world or something like that. And, Ruth, how old are you, if we can ask?
36.
36 years old, almost right in the demo here, what we're aiming for. Now, Ruth, when we have ladies call the show...
I know, I called in once before. I don't have pictures. I'm so low-tech, I told you.
Oh,
I don't
that's
know
right.
about
you're the anti-tech,
I'm lucky I can
Ruth.
Turn this computer on. And
she doesn't eat MSG, and she doesn't do email, okay?
I do email.
You do email.
But I don't do pictures and attachments. My other sister...
Ruth, do you have a... Wait, Ruth.
She teaches it.
But. Wait a minute, Ruth. You can send an email.
I can.
Now, would you be willing to send your picture through the mail?
That
like
would require one of those
mail.
Digital cameras now.
You don't even have to do that. Would you be willing to send us a photograph
yes,
of yourself?
I don't know how to. I'd have to have a scanner.
You can put a... No.
Just through regular
you take a
photograph, snail mail.
A photograph and put it in an envelope.
System. Oh, I can do that.
You put it in an envelope and send it to us.
I can handle that.
Excellent. All right, here's what I want you to do. Ruth, do you have a pen?
I can do that, too.
Do you have a pen with you?
I'm in the dark ages. That's the last person to get a cell phone. Microwave.
You have a pen, though, Ruth.
Yes.
I know you have a writing implement.
I have writing
implements in the dark ages.
Yes.
Okay? I want you to write this down. I want you to write FTL. Actually, even better, Ian, I-A-N.
I-A-N.
At freetalklive.com. That's my email address.
Okay.
Now, I want you to just send me an email saying, hello, it's Ruth. I'm going to send you back an address so you can mail that photo to us.
No problem.
Okay?
Yeah,
easy.
Good.
We make it easy, Ruth. And we want to show you off as one of our female listeners who's clued in. You know that the world is not as it seems.
That's right.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Of course, you already knew it before you were listening to Free Talk Live, but we're absolutely proud to have you out there. And, Ruth, keep listening. Call us back and send me that email, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Ruth. 1-800-259-9231. We have the best listeners in the entire world, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything, just like Ruth. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Just a few moments remain in this program. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, but don't worry. If you can't get to a phone within the next 15 minutes, we're here 6 nights a week for your listening pleasure. Although, man, which... You will not be joining us as of, tonight's your last show for this week.
It is. Yeah. And I'll be out of pocket until Tuesday.
Out of the pocket, yes. We're going to have our various co-hosts coming in and combinations to fill in. I think tomorrow night it's just going to be you and I, Jason.
Yeah.
Just like old times.
Which we haven't done in a long time.
It's been a while.
And just to show that it's not a lack of dedication, my father is has been diagnosed with terminal cancer, and I'm going up to Pennsylvania to see him.
Maybe for the last time.
Maybe.
Hopefully not, but what are you going to do?
You can always pray for miracles.
Well, studies have shown that it really doesn't help very much.
Yeah, 74 is kind of old for a smoker.
Yeah. Really? A chronic smoker?
What do you mean by chronic?
Lifelong, multiple cigarettes a day kind of smoker?
Yeah, he's smoked over a pack a day.
Is he still smoking in the hospital?
Long time.
Is he one of those kind of guys who is going to get out of bed, take the little rolly thing into the bathroom and puff up?
No.
Okay.
Well, he's quit many times.
Okay.
It's just that he doesn't seem to be able to stay quit.
Isn't that weird?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Jackie, my fiance, knows a lady who quit for 8 years.
8 years.
And now she's back on the horse just like she never left it. And she's asking questions. She asks questions of Jackie like, why can't I stop? Why can't I? She like releases all responsibility for herself at this point. And Jackie says, you did stop for 8 years. Why can't you stop now?
You know, I've heard advertised on the radio shots that you can get.
That's what Jackie got.
That make it so that you don't want to smoke anymore. These work. You know, they
work for her.
The addiction goes away. You just get a shot, bam.
You still have to want it, though. You still have to want to stop.
Yeah, you do. Because, I mean, if you can get the shot and walk out to your car and smoke a cigarette.
Because
nobody's going to stop you.
Right. Yeah.
But, and, you know, of course, it mitigates the value.
She described it as when she, like a day later, because the point of the shot is to counteract the chemical effects of the nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
She said that when she would, because her real big thing was smoking while she was driving.
Uh-huh.
And while she was driving, after she had gotten the shot, she said that kind of like in her brain, she wanted to smoke for an instant.
Yeah.
And then she kind of felt like this sensation come in that just washed that away.
Mm.
That just washed over it and just kind of nullified it, basically. It was really interesting the way she described it. It's like as though something inadvertently hit a cancel button and the sensation of desire disappeared.
It's pretty odd.
And, you know, it probably won't last forever, but it lasts long enough to get you off, of the chemical addiction portion.
Yeah.
And then it's just a matter of you keeping up with not smoking. Anyway, that's not what we're here to do. We're not here to convince you to quit smoking. We're here to talk to you about jury nullification right now. And one of the important things in getting into a jury is to appear respectable. You know?
Yeah.
Come in
with a DO t-shirt and a plastic comb sticking out of your jeans. Not going to work.
You want to come into court looking like a respectable, law-abiding, middle-class American. Think of a perfectly acceptable computer technician visiting a DEA office. Wear clean business casual clothes, cover any tattoos, remove any superfluous jewelry or piercings, carry some work-related reading material such as a technical manual or a trite, apolitical and not classic novel, or a non-issue magazine such as People or U.S. Not High Times. Don't act like you're excited to be there. Nobody is happy to receive a jury summons unless they are either, number one, retired and bored to death, number two, insane, or number three, have an agenda. Which we have an agenda.
Yes,
we want to nullify, if it's a law that should be nullified. I mean, if it's murder, you probably shouldn't nullify that verdict.
Probably not.
If you are insane, you're not qualified to serve. You probably can't fake being of retirement age, and any excitement will be seen as an agenda. Act bored and a smidgen annoyed that you must waste your time on a case that you could not care less about. Get a haircut. Don't argue that getting your dreadlocks cut infringes on your personal expression. The author of this article used to be able to sit on his hair as well. Getting a haircut may give you the chance to express yourself in the jury room where it counts. Unlike your hair, right? Good point.
Right.
Hair grows back. A term in prison leaves permanent scars. Let us hope nobody reading this is so vain that their hairstyle is more important to them than the freedom of one of their brothers or sisters.
Speaking as someone with long hair,
yes,
hair that I have,
it's despicable too.
Hair that I haven't cut in over probably 2.5 years.
I'm offended.
3 years. I love this idea. I love the idea of totally going into a jury and disagreeing with the law and voting that way. I'm not going to cut my hair. I love my hair.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, I used to have dreams that I had long hair, and now I do. I'm not cutting it. Call me selfish.
Yeah, well, I understand that. I used to have long hair as well. I used to really like it, and now I really like not having long hair. It's just a personal choice. And I think that you can appear respectable and still have long hair.
Yeah, I usually wear it back in a ponytail. I don't have any bug-infested tendrils hanging off my head.
But that's the way I feel about it. I don't know how the jury selection people feel, you know, would feel about it. And if it's really important to you, keep your damn hair. But dreadlocks are a definite giveaway. I mean, if I was a lawyer, I wouldn't have a problem with a respectable individual with long hair, but someone with dreads and I was on a drug case and I was trying to convict someone, there'd be no doubt that I'd knock them out.
I think that I would, as a prosecutor, I would try to knock out anybody with long hair. I just think they're more likely to be sympathetic towards a pot possessor.
Yeah, well, I would agree with you. I have people come up to me every so often and say, "Hey, man, you know where I could find some reefer?"
I'm like, sure.
Well, do you know me? Why are you asking me this?
The final question on jury nullification is, what do you do when you actually get into the jury room? Let's say you make it through the selection process, you make it through the trial, and then it's time to deliberate. What do you do then? This is your show. We'll tell you. 800-259-9231, unless you want to interrupt us, which you can do. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Tasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free. 800-259-9231, talking about the jury nullification issue, which unfortunately isn't really an issue that most of the public is aware of, which is why we're talking about it. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can log on, join the fun at freetalklive.com. Log on to the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts, hundreds of users there, all interacting. Some of them are arguing. Some of them are having scholarly discussions, and it's a lot of fun. And it's free at freetalklive.com. So, a few more words about jury nullification. It's your right when you're on a jury to acquit based on your opinion of the law. If you think it's a bad law, you can acquit somebody. You're supposed to be the final check on this government system that we have here, but most people don't know about it. Once in the jury room, here's the final step. If you make it through jury selection, and again, the less you say during jury selection, the better. Don't open your big mouth if you don't have to. Once on the jury, don't mention nullification during deliberations.
No. During deliberations?
Yeah, during deliberations.
Huh.
This is not something that I would have thought of. Unless the not guilty votes are the majority. If the judge believes a juror is nullifying, he may remove her.
No kidding.
Causing a mistrial or allowing the remaining jurors to decide the case. First, however, the judge must question the juror. If the juror has doubts on the facts, she cannot be dismissed. If she justifies her not guilty vote by saying, "I can't convict a young man for smoking a joint," she's gone. If she says, "I think Officer Krupke lied," the judge will return her to deliberations.
How is that constitutional?
Well,
how can a judge just kick out a juror?
I don't think they're really worried about that.
The inability to discuss nullification openly encourages hung juries. If you must hang, then hang. Reasonable people may disagree. You have a right to hang. You don't have a right to compromise someone else's life away. Vote your conscience, even if other jurors browbeat you. Your principles are at stake. Principles cannot be compromised. They can only be abandoned. And, boy, we've got plenty of people that are more than happy to abandon their principles in our government. Vote your conscience and hang with pride. So, the clue there, again, is if you're in the jury room deliberating as much as you'll want to, and I know I would,
This
is news to me, I just learned this, don't bring up nullification. Just vote not guilty. So, that's the clue. There you go. Jury nullification. And this guy says, I know of a case in which a prosecutor was offering a 20-year sentence as a plea bargain in a methamphetamine case. The defendant rejected the offer and took the case to trial. A marijuana activist was on the jury and refused to convict. The jury hung 11-1. When the case came back, as hung juries always do, the prosecutor then reduced the charge to a misdemeanor with a 4-month sentence. The defendant is free today and with no felony conviction because one independent American stuck to his principles and followed Nancy Reagan's sage advice, just say no. That's the power of a jury. There you go.
Fantastic.
Maybe you learned something new tonight on Free Talk Live. Or maybe you already knew about fully informed juries, in which case you need to tell your friends about it. Because in this time of tyranny in this country, in this era of the loss of our rights, we have to stand up and claim them at any chance we get. It's so important. This is your freedom we're talking about. Isn't that important to you? Don't you want to retain that freedom for the rest of your life? And for your children's lives? And for your grandchildren's lives?
This is why they're slipping away every day, is because people don't take action.
We're going to come back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's going to be Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich, you're going out for a little while, so we'll talk to you later. Bye. Log on to freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of...